Blog Talk Radio. And good morning, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. It is February 14, 2016, Valentine's Day. I'm glad that you all have stopped by to take a listen to the show. To be honest with you, this is probably a show that I should have canceled. I had some critical news, shall we say, overnight. But I'm doing the show must go on technique. I'm practicing that. And I am going on with the show. Now, this being Valentine's Day, this is a day for lovers, yes. And over the years, we've had a guest on this show, Jay Duvall, who is a gentleman. I think he kind of calls himself the skeezer expert. And he has written a book, which actually happens not to be available any longer, or I think you can go directly to him, and I'm going to give you that information. But anyway, today's show was supposed to be stuff read out loud, and I actually contacted him to see if I could have his permission to read portions of his book, the portions where he describes some of the skeezers. He has a skeezer definitions, and he did grant me permission for that. He's not on the show just yet. I'm not sure if he will be able to be on the show. Also, Butch Barry is not on the show today, but that's okay. As I said, I'm trying to keep these things planned so that if we don't have any particular guests, and those of you who are on the phone lines waving, if you guys are prefer more to listen rather than press the one and participate, I'll have something prepared. So let me just remind you that the call-in number is 646-716-4732, and you can follow on Twitter at IJSTweets. What else is there? There's the Yahoo, the old-fashioned way, because I don't have a Facebook account. It is cgpbtr@yahoo.com. That's how you can reach us, reach us, including Butch, and perhaps even Mr. Duvall. No, actually, where you want to go for Mr. Duvall, let me tell you this now. He has a blog page, and you want to go to jduvallseries.blogspot.com. And I'll spell that out for you. And also I'll put it on my Twitter page again, at IJSTweets. His blog information is spelled out. The letter J, D as in David, U, V as in Victor, A, L, S as in saying, E, R, I, E, S as in saying, that crooked letter. Okay? jduvallseries.blogspot.com, or you can also reach out to him on Facebook. So it's facebook.com/thejduval, thejaiduval. Okay. All right. So, like I said, the book that he had written was called The Good Man's Survival Guide: How to Identify and Avoid a No Good Skeezer, and he has defined some of the skeezers, so I want to read this off to you. All right, now let's lead into this. He says, for the man that has no productive goals in life and simply seeks excitement, mind games, constant challenges, emotional and financial stress, these personalities below are especially for you. These types of women claim to be independent, strong, genuine, reasonable, spiritual/religious, and fair, but in actuality, they are all skeezers seeking to take advantage of a good man's time, resources, and or finances. And it really would be wonderful if Mr. Duval could call in, but I know that he had said he probably, no, you know what? Here he is. He is available. I shall call. Let me bring him in now.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Duval. How are you?
I'm just fine. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. As you see, I'm about to read off the types of women that you have the types of women that you have defined as skeezers. So I'm just going to read this, and we'll get back to you. I'll pause after each one of them if you wanted to say something, had an extra comment. How's that?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, well, so I was finishing saying that there is no legitimate reason why any good man should waste his time with these types of women that I'm about to define. These types of women have made poor choices in their lives, are now paying the price for it, and looking for a good sucker man to bail them out. You are officially notified that these skeezers are in your city now or coming soon to you. Skeezers do not like good men having a healthy relationship with their mothers, because just as animals have that ability to smell fear, mothers have that ability to smell skeezers. From that point on, mom's guards are up and looking out for her son's best interest. Okay. Which skeezers despise. The following is a list of documented skeezers. There are many undocumented ones that are roaming the world, posing as good women, seeking to take advantage of good and naive men and dump their responsibilities onto them. There are good, responsible women out there, thank you very much, with and without children, seeking companionship, and not a male to assume their responsibilities. Don't settle for less. And again, this book is for men. Right, okay. So it is your personal responsibility and your moral obligation to inform as many men that you know the whereabouts of any skeezer. Let me start that one over. It is your personal responsibility and your moral obligation to inform as many men that you know the whereabouts of any skeezer and to avoid them whenever possible. If you don't avoid them, then blame no one but yourself for the eventual pain and suffering that will come to you. Okay, so starting off with skeezer number one, you call her the pigeon. And the definition,
correct.
She lives by the creed, quote, the more men I meet, the more free meals I should be able to eat, unquote. She's always ready to eat and expects a man to pay for her meals no matter how much money she has. Her attitude is, you are the man, you are supposed to do the inviting, and whoever invites should pay. Tell that skeezer you are a man, not her man. This type has no respect for you and seldom invites any males out for dinner. The most that she deserves is a not-so-happy meal, so get her one and call it a day. Okay, thank you. Now, let me just tell the listeners, why I picked this topic, because when you've been on the show previously, we've also talked about, you have this little thing called deer hunting season, and that's spelled D-E-A-R, and that ends on Valentine's Day, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so your deer hunting means what again for those of us?
Deer hunting season is the time of the year when women will allow men into their lives so that they can receive the attention and the gifts that they typically aren't receiving from the worthless men during the rest of the year. And mm-hmm. So these good guys, like human nature, men are naturally attracted to women, vice versa. These guys are caught up into the moment, into the season, and so they want to be with someone. And unfortunately, most of them get with the wrong one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So I'm not even going to comment. I mean, we've been commenting on this before. But, I have said that a lot of what you say, some of what you say I can agree with. And the pigeon definition, I understand that. I'm a woman who doesn't mind, I was going to say going Dutch, but I think you have exception to that. But I also don't mind springing for a meal if I'm the one that does the inviting. But, okay, Anyway, so there's also the drama queen. You describe that. If you want nothing else in life but arguments and stress, this is the one. The only peace you get from her is a good piece of ass. Okay. She has very little or no self-control and is rated number 1, 2, and 3 when it comes to ignorant and stupid behavior. Her contribution to mankind is going to be stress and sex. They are excellent if you are seeking just a booty call. She could be a nice display piece, depending on her looks, when you are in public, as long as she keeps her mouth shut. Unfortunately, preventing her from saying or doing something stupid in public is almost impossible, so use caution if you are going to be seen with her in public places. Other than having an outside fling, they are quite useless for anything else. They are usually the ones good men fall for most of the time because the sex, when she allows them to have a sample, is off the charts. Her self-esteem is at its highest when engaging in sex or arguing with you. Okay, I think, well, let me just keep going because I want to get all these in and I don't want to run past our, 30 minutes. So you have Miss Begalot, and you spell it Begalott. That's cute. She is usually financially overextended due to her irresponsible financial behavior. She is unable to pay her bills most of the time and expects the guy to pay, or is able to pay and just expects the guy to pay them anyway. She sometimes will agree to break the guy off a piece in return, but make sure you fellas get yours before or as soon as you pay, because you may not get yours after you pay. I think that's pretty self-explanatory there. Ms. Independent. Okay, let's see what you have to say about that. She plays the independent game well. She has a job or self-employed. She has a car, an apartment, or house. She claims independence and will openly express that she doesn't need a man's money. She goes out on dates with her and see if she pays. You're saying go out on dates with her and see if she pays for her so-called independent self. Okay. Typically, she will say, well, he offered to pay. That's right. I'm one of the people that will say that. So don't offer and see if she pays and stays. Okay, well, I will pay. All right. Anyway, most of these women require men to make more money than they do. This type usually discriminates based upon your financial or social status and will not accept you if she thinks or knows you are below that status. There is a very good chance that these women are overextended financially and would only be a liability to you. The more money they earn, the more money they will spend, the higher the credit card debt, and eventually they will expect you to help bail them out. That is Ms. Independent. All right, let's see here. We have a couple of minutes to go, but I might now start skipping around. We have, and I kind of don't want to do that, we have Ms. Holy Roller. She claims to be saved and waiting on the Lord to send her that mate, but all you have to do is attend church regularly, dress in nice suits so she can be seen with you and accepted by her church peers. Spend a little money on her, and she will be the biggest freak you ever had before marriage and will justify it by saying that God sent you to her. She possibly has moved from one church to another or one city to another after having sex with those so-called God-sent men, which include ministers and deacons. Ouch. Okay, let me just say, folks, if you just joined us, it looks like a couple of you have. today is a Stuff Read Out Loud Day here on the I'm Just Saying show. I'm Carla G. I'm reading from the book that a frequent guest, Mr. Jay Duval, has written called The Good Man Survival Guide, How to Identify and Avoid the No Good Skeezer. And if you want to communicate with this gentleman, you can check out his blog page at it's jduvalseries.blogspot.com, and that's the letter J, duvalseries.blogspot.com, and you can also find him on Facebook at The J Duval, THEJAIDUVAL. And again, if you need to leave us now because we're down to less than a minute, follow on Twitter at IJS Tweets. For podcasts, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/IJS.RSS. And that would be it for now if you have to go. But hopefully you can hang out and listen to the rest of the skeezer definitions. There's the holy hustler. She is the hypocritical and psychologically disturbed twin sister of Ms. Holy Roller. She speaks of herself as being prominent in her church and community. She claims that she is a very spiritual person and will present a model image to the members in her church and community to conceal her other personality. The other personality is a cold-hearted hustler and user of any man that she can take advantage of. She worships material items, cash, and the desire of a lavish lifestyle by way of the Bible, and is quite skilled in using the God game to acquire cash, assets, favors, etc. from men, and uses that same God game to keep good men at a safe, non-sexual, but manipulative distance, all, quote, in the name of her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ouch. We also have Ms. Package Deal. This is Ms. So Fine and Good Looking that in the past, when she had no children, she would not give the good man the chance at a relationship. Now, with that package, children, on her hip, she will say, I made a mistake, and basically expects, financial assistance from whatever man has decided to date her. let's see here. We have the gold digger. That's a closet prostitute that insists you pay for the dates if you want to be with her. She typically juggles more than one man at a time, and now with the internet, she's a cyber hoe. Bring your credit card, cash, and condoms in case you get lucky. Don't think you are the only one she is seeing, and leave your heart at home. Her philosophy is life is too short to be around men that cannot afford her desired lifestyle. We have Ms. Playing Hard to Get, also known as Tease. I guess that's, is that how I should read that, Mr. Duvall? Because you have the Tease in parentheses?
Yeah, because I didn't want to put the other word with it.
Okay. The playing hard to get. For the man that wants nothing in life but to waste his time because this one lives for the attention only. She knows from first contact if she does or does not have a physical attraction to you and enjoys keeping you in suspense. She will let you get just close enough to keep you around to cater to her and stroke her ego. Now, you know, in the past, Mr. Duval, I think that I didn't know that we had a particular name for that character, but I think that that's where we've had a good chunk of our conversation is about the woman who plays hard to get. You know, I've said, I've been there. You may not necessarily have a physical attraction, but you can like someone that can ultimately lead you to, you know, wanting to be physical with someone, and you seem to deny that. Anyway.
No, I totally agree with what you said, as long as he isn't paying to find out whether or not you're going to like him.
Oh, I see. Okay, fair enough. All right. Then we have the party girl. We pretty much know what that one is. But let's see. Okay, well, she lives in the world of fantasy, fun, and recreation. Typically, she is the young cute. I can't read this morning. Typically, she is the young cutie that's looking for a man or men that will allow her to continue to live that irresponsible, carefree lifestyle. What she refuses to see is that with time and receiving all the attention, she will go from that, quote, young, firm cutie to that, quote, old, loose booty call that no one will commit to. All right. Will not call. Ms. Will not call. She collects phone numbers, and that's what her game is. The mentality is to take your number to simply get rid of you. Now, guys do this. But anyway, sir, in most cases, she will not call you. Men do that. Thank you very much. So, you know what? I'm not even going to finish that one because that's what men do. Ms. in denial, waiting for her ex. Here is the classic case of being in denial. She is waiting on an ex because the look, sex, and or money were too good to let go of, and she wants only him. Do not place any emotion into her because he or they may be periodically making a booty call or spending a little time with her to make sure she does not go to you or someone else. She will not tell them no, will kick you to the curb, or put you on hold as soon as she gets her recall notice. See her as they do, which is simply a booty call when opportunity permits. And then we have, finally, Ms. Waited Too Long. Okay. She waited years to exhale with him, and eventually the man she waited on exhaled with another woman. Yeah, we've probably all been there. These types usually develop that cougar mentality afterwards. They become bitter, develop an attitude, and will start dating younger men. And I know we've talked about this too, because men are quite more notorious for dating younger women. Mr. Duval,
you really want me to get started on that one?
Well, you've already apparently addressed that in Ms. Denial, or no? Which one was it? Was it where was the
Party
one?
Girl?
Yeah, Ms. Denial. Well, the one that had the old booty turns to
that's the Party Girl.
Oh, the Party Girl. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let me continue with. Many of these women will claim that getting pregnant was a mistake, and in reality, she is lying to herself and others. The younger man will have a good time spanking that old ass and receiving the gifts, money, etc., because to him, it's a means to an end. So in other words, that younger man is everything you just described, only the male version. Mm-hmm. He will get it if he doesn't already have a younger woman or women on the side that turns him on physically for his sexual pleasure. Once the younger male matures to a certain age and state of mind, he will begin to put forth his attention and efforts towards women younger than he, and will toss that or those old cougars back into the recycle bin for males younger than he to play with, or simply leave them for the older males they rejected in their past. Okay, folks, there you have it, the definition of skeezer by skeezer expert, Mr. J. Duval.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And, well, since you're here, I will let you tell folks where they can find you. And as you said, now, the book actually technically is no longer available, is what I believe you had said in the past.
What I'm doing is I've done a minor rewrite to the book, but what I'm going to do is prepare the book so that I can put them online as e-books, or they'll be able to go to an online store and download it as a PDF. Because
right.
I decided to take it out of the bookstores because it was truly a waste of time, and I couldn't reach the larger audience that I wanted to reach.
I see. Okay. All right. But so your blog page is what again?
It's, I'll spell it, JDUVAL.blogspot.com. And on Facebook, if you are on Facebook, just send me a friend request to JDUVAL. And I'll accept it. But for you trolls out there, you female trolls, I will be asking for references, character references, before I let you in.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I do appreciate you letting me have something to read out loud today on today's show. And next week, folks, I'm not sure that I can have a show next week, but I need to just check with Twitter. And in parting, that's it. That's going to be an abrupt end. And in parting, I just want to, again, thank everybody who listens to the show and tunes in. I totally appreciate your patronage. This one is dedicated to someone very special to me. And, guys, have a great week. Peace and power, everybody. We're out. Thank you, Mr. Duval. Have a great week.
Okay, you too.
If you're gonna make a promise.